Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing, fabulous, extraordinary, wonderful sex life of your very own. You can find a complete podcast archive at pleasuremechanics.com, where you'll find a wealth of free resources and our premium online courses. You can get started for free by going to pleasuremechanics.com/free and signing up for one of our free mini courses. Start with the erotic essentials and we will deliver our best sex advice straight to your inbox so you can start optimizing your love life right away. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about romantic, sexy gift giving. At the time of recording, we are approaching Valentine's Day, and around this time of year, we always get a lot of emails from people who want to give their lover a sexy gift, but want a recommendation about a sex toy or want to know what we recommend. And no matter when you're listening to this episode, whether it's before Valentine's Day or a birthday or an anniversary, gift giving is something in a relationship that some people do really well and nail. And it's a really wonderful part of the relationship in a way they express romance and care. And other people really flounder with it. And we want to just give some advice on how to give the right kind of gifts for your specific lover and how to know what that might be. And then we will get to specific recommendations of sex toys that we love and how to find the right sex toys and tools to boost your sex life, whether you give them as a gift to yourself or to your lover.
Ooh.
What do you think about gift giving, my dear?
Whew. I'm not that great at it. It is not one of my strong suits. I feel like I'm all about spending time with people. That is what I like to do. So my family was always about creating experiences, not really about gifts. So it's not really a skill that I have developed that well. I'm trying to flex those muscles and learn how to become a better gift giver.
Well, it's interesting that you mention your family because my family was all about presents. You know, Christmas in my household was mountains of things all wrapped up, and my mom expects presents and wants presents and thank you notes, and it's kind of this very ritualistic thing. And I think that's one thing to consider is what is your family culture of gift giving? And that's where a lot of us learn about gift giving and like what's expected and kind of the habits around gift giving. And when two people are in a relationship and they come from very different families with different cultures, there could be crossed messages and hurt feelings if you don't actively talk about what your expectations are. And one way to do this is through the love languages. Do you want to say a little bit about them?
Yeah, we love this. It's from a Christian dude.
Gary Chapman.
Yeah.
Christian dude.
But
no hating on the Christians.
No hating on the Christians, but it's just like that's not our, you know, primary lens, I would say. But I feel like the framework that he's created is incredibly useful for all of us. And he talks about there being five different, and we've talked about this in other podcasts, but I think it's really important. So he talks about there are five different love languages, and I'm gonna name them here. We each have a primary lens through which we like to receive love. And if somebody is trying to give you love in a different way that isn't the one that you most prefer, you can sometimes not feel loved. And so it's like this whole language that it's important to be on the same page or else you're not receiving the love that someone is trying to give you. So it's a valuable framework. So here are the five languages of love. And as you're listening to them, think about what do you enjoy receiving and what does your partner like? So physical touch, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and words of affirmation.
Repeat.
Physical touch, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and words of affirmation.
And some people, when you hear these five love languages, you might know right away what your love language is or what your top two are. Other people need a little bit more help, and we'll link, there's a free survey that you can use to determine your primary love language, and we'll link to that on the show notes page for this episode at pleasuremechanics.com. Go into the podcast archive page, and you'll find that there. Because sometimes you might be a little confused about what your love languages are. And what's really important is that you determine not only what your love languages are, but what your partner, what your partner's is love languages are. Because you want to be giving the right kinds of gifts. And this is important around holidays and Valentine's Day, but it's actually important every day. Because some people say people tend to give what they like to receive. And we've talked about this in terms of erotic touch. If you really like light, feathery strokes, you might try to do that on your lover and they might find it ticklish. So you need to find out what kind of touch your partner likes to receive. Same thing with love. If you're a words of affirmation person and love receiving love letters and poetry snippets and being told, I love you, I love you, I love you, but your partner is an acts of service person, you might be going around saying, oh, I love you, baby, and you're so wonderful, and you're so beautiful, and they're waiting around for you to get the gutters cleaned, right? They're like, you can say you love me, but if you really love me, you'd show me, right? Or if you're not a person that likes to receive gifts, it might never occur to you to wrap up a beautiful box with a gift inside on every holiday. But your partner feels really hurt and misunderstood and ignored.
And not appreciated.
And not appreciated and ultimately unloved.
Yeah.
If they're not receiving that physical gift. And meanwhile, you're like, we spend all of our time together. I tell you I love you all the time. Like, why would you need a gift to tell you that? And this was something in our relationship really early on. I remember having conversations about it. I remember just a few months into our relationship, I bought you a necklace. And we were making loves on the cliffs overlooking the oceans of California. Hashtag true story.
Public sex.
We were young and stupid. And that was awesome. And I presented you this gift. And it was like super meaningful to me. And I had gone shopping for it with my best friend. And I'd gotten myself a matching necklace, which is so lesbian, it's kind of painful. And you liked it, like you received it and you wore it, but it wasn't, like it didn't make this huge dramatic impact that I thought it would.
Mm.
Your receiving it didn't match the gesture that I thought I was giving you as this declaration of my love by giving you this beautiful necklace that I had gone looking for.
Mm.
And I felt kind of hurt, and a few days later we talked about it. And you're like, yeah, I like gifts, but like they're not that important to me. And, you know, I remember having these conversations. And at the same time, I had made you like a mix CD for all your long drives. And I put all of this effort into making sure the lyrics of the songs expressed exactly how I was feeling for you at the time. And it was like this really big moment for me. And a few months later, we were listening to it together. And I was like, do you hear what that song has to say? And you're like, oh, I don't listen to lyrics. And so I'm a words of affirmation person.
Wait, I just hear the beat and the...
Yeah, you were like dancing to some of the songs and like some of them more than others, but you don't listen to the lyrics.
I can't hear them. I just am hearing the...
You're not a words person. So I had constructed like this love letter to you through this music and it had gone unreceived. And so I remember some of these early conversations and figuring out how you specifically want to be loved. So what are your love languages?
Thank you. Yeah, so I am a total quality time and physical touch person. So
Surprise.
So we, over time, we, for big gifts and big anniversaries or birthdays, we schedule time for lots of massage and lovemaking, and we go have an experience. We spend, it's like a whole weekend or a long weekend, or a week, depending on how our life has been at the time, of going and trying something new, going somewhere for a weekend and exploring a new place. And it's like an extended date. And like that is, we go out for meals. And that is what makes me feel really happy and connected and loved.
Yeah,
and
I can count on one hand how many physical gifts I've bought you over 10 years.
Yeah.
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 And I don't remember really any of them, but I remember our trip to the island and biking around Bald Head Island in North Carolina. And I remember going to that garden with you on Mother's Day. Like, the experiences are what I remember. And this is something I've learned from you, is when experiences are done well, those memories are far more valuable for us than physical objects. Whereas other people have like jewelry collections and they know exactly what anniversary they got that emerald ring on, and it's like super meaningful to them. And that's just not how we operate.
But I guess...
And my mom is horrified. She often is like, you're not buying Charlotte a Christmas present? Like, what is wrong? Like, she's going to feel really hurt by that. Like, she gives me these lectures year after year. And I'm like, Mom, I know my wife.
Bless her. But I'm trying to get better at giving gifts, mostly because your family is so into them. And so one sister has a relationship where her husband understands she really likes gifts. And they do gifts really, really well. They go all out. They get really big presents every holiday and Christmas. And the other sister has a partner that hasn't totally got it, and she feels a bit hurt every birthday and Christmas, it looks like. And so this is really important. Yeah. And if you don't figure it out, you're setting yourself up for some resent, some upset, and just really, so having this conversation, really figuring out, is so valuable.
So let's go through the love languages and talk about what kind of gifts would be most appropriate for each love language.
Yeah, and talk about what they are a little bit.
Okay, so let's start with acts of service, because I think that's kind of the most misunderstood one. Like, a lot of people come up blank, like, acts of service, what is that about?
So that's about taking care of things that they need taken care of in their world. It can be about, you mentioned, cleaning the gutters. It can be doing the things that are on their to-do list outside in the yard, in the house, helping them take things off their to-do list. It's like really what some might perceive really unsexy things to do, but it's taking care of the person. It's so making it's sure they're
using your
of.
Time and energy to devote to your loved one as a gift, right? And so sometimes your own skill sets come into that. So I'm going to build you the bookshelf of your dreams to house your library, and it's going to be in a specific wood that you like the shade of, and I'm putting all of this time and effort and skill into building you this object, and that's my act of service. Or it can be as simple as, oh, I remembered to pick up the dry cleaning for you so you don't have to go out of your way tomorrow. And in that moment where you present the dry cleaning, your partner receives that as like, oh, I was thought of. They kind of got how busy I am this week. It makes people feel paid attention to.
Taken care of.
And I think this is actually, a lot of people don't report this love language because they're very unfamiliar with it. And I think if we did more acts of service for one another, we might come to recognize how important it is within relationships. And even if it's not your primary love language, I think when we recognize and express gratitude for the acts of service that are performed for us, it helps us feel grateful, feel loved, even if it's not like the big grand romantic gesture. So all of these love languages can be used simultaneously. We can become fluent in multiple languages.
Yeah, that's ideal.
I want to say bilingual, but it's five lingual. Not quad. Oh my gosh, my geometry skills. Quint.
No, that's eight. Oh god.
And you can use all these love languages, but then figuring out what your primary ones is how you create those big gestures of romance, that big I love you. So what were some gifts for acts of service people?
Asking what they would like done for them this month. What do they need taken care of? What would make their life slightly easier? I think you got to ask questions that's going to be so specific for each person.
Right, like maybe like it's the honey to-do list, like sitting down with your partner and being like, what are all the things that have been nagging at you that need to get done around the house? And then sending them out for a full Saturday with a friend or their sister or whoever, and they get to go out and relax, and you hustle your butt off all day long, get those things done, and they come home to a warm dinner, and you really have expressed your love by just getting that done and spending your time doing those acts of service.
Yeah, that would make someone feel really, really loved.
So let's move on to words of affirmation. Words of affirmation goes way beyond I love you. People who receive words of affirmation as gestures of love want to hear details and specifics. And as a words of affirmation person, which essentially, I don't actually receive words of affirmation, but I like giving them. Mm. And you don't like it receiving them, so it's...
Oh, I like it, but it's not primary.
Yeah, so sometimes you say, like, write me a love letter, and I will for our anniversary, and it's something we do. But if your lover is a words of affirmation person, go beyond I love you, darling, and get specific. I love you because... da-da-da, and name the specific things that are unique to them as a person that you love. The more specific and personal you get, the deeper it can be received. And if you are not a writer, but your lover likes words of affirmation, this is when you turn to poetry and lyrics.
Songs, yeah.
You know, do a Google search of, like, best love poems of all time, and then spend a few minutes or hours looking through love poetry and finding one that feels like it was written just for you two. Find a specific one. Don't just take something out of Romeo and Juliet. Find something off the beaten track, Bob Dylan lyrics, or something that feels personal and specific to you, and then write it out in your own hand. Right?
Or you could play it for them and be like, I chose this for you, or...
Yeah, this song made me think of you. But I think writing something, I think people for who words of affirmation are important, something written in your lover's handwriting is meaningful. So don't just go to Hallmark and pick a Valentine's Day card. Write something out on a piece of paper. And if those aren't your own words, use the words of the masters throughout time and find the words that express what you're feeling. And that will be deeply received. Quality time.
So this is really just about dates. This is about really spending time together and focusing on one another while you're spending time. You're not on your phone. You're not watching TV in the background. You have all gadgets and machines away.
And the conversation you might be having is like, what do you mean? We spend so much time together. Like, we watched all of Game of Thrones together last weekend. And it's like, well, that's not really quality time because you're not paying attention to each other. And people who are quality time, love language people, really notice that difference of when your phone is away, you're paying attention to them specifically, and they are the focus of your experience. Just being together in the same room isn't enough for these people. They want your full attention. And so as you plan your dates, as you plan your outings, do something specifically that they love or something that you know will kind of excite them, create novelty, and then really pay attention to your shared experience.
Yeah, it's about being seen and heard and listened to and prioritized in that what you're doing is just spending time together.
Yeah.
It can be just going for a walk, but you guys are focusing on each other.
Yeah. Physical touch.
Dun, dun, dun.
Take it away, baby. The queen of physical touch.
So this is, of course, about receiving anything from kisses, just like putting your hand out and touching somebody's back as you're walking by them. It's about having long hugs. It's about receiving massage and taking time for that. It's about prioritizing having sex in whatever way you guys like to do that. It's about taking time to touch and be with one another's bodies, from the very in the passing kind of way, integrated into your life, holding hands, to making kind of blocks of time where you're really spending time with each other's body in a more prolonged kind of intentional way.
And this, I think, is where our online courses come in as gifts. Yeah. Because our online courses can't be wrapped up and put in a box. Some people have reported that they buy their lover like a bottle of massage oil and a candle and then print out the email about the course, or just tell their lover, you know, I've signed up for a couples massage course and we're going to learn together and I really want to learn how to give you a great massage. So there are ways that you can make the online courses more gifty, and give them something to unwrap and have that big reveal. But when you get an online course with your lover, what you're saying to them is, I am committing to spending time touching you
and learning how to
touch you really well.
Yeah.
And for people who like physical touch, nothing could be better.
Yeah. Yeah. Like investing in learning those skills and becoming masterful at giving you high quality touch is dreamy.
Yeah.
Really luxurious. And you don't have to go anywhere. You can just do it at home.
Right. So if you notice your wife is someone who likes to go for a spa massage when you're on vacation, or is always like raving about the little head massage she got when her hair was cut.
Or foot massage while she's getting her pedicure.
Yeah. Like women, I think, especially seek this out in personal services such as spas and pedicures, manicures, because they get that moment of physical touch. Men seek it out in other ways too. And this is a primary love language, I think, for a lot of people, because it is so primal. It's so much the way we're designed as human beings to express love through touch. And yes, so our online courses are an amazing gift for this. Of course, we are promoting ourselves shamelessly, but I think it's also why we built this business, is because early in our relationship, we would, you know, be talking about how we met, and we met through me being her sex teacher and all these things, but it would come up that we were both trained body workers. And when we would tell people that, oh yeah, we're both trained in massage and da 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 da, people's knees would weaken and they would kind of melt and be like, oh, well, that must just be amazing. Do you just spend all of this time massaging each other? And oh, I wish my boyfriend was trained in massage. And we heard this so frequently and with such longing in people's voices that we looked at each other and we said, you know, everyone kind of needs to learn how to do great massage. And it can't just be 1,000-hour training programs of professional massage training. Like, to have great sex, you got to know massage. And
such an important language for touching the body, for paying attention to it, for learning how to...
Yeah, and it changes everything. It gives you this vocabulary that you can use in so many different emotional moments. Learning how to use your hands to express all of your love, your care, your attention. And as Charlotte said, it then happens in these micro moments of just putting your hand at the right place on someone's back in the right moment. And they feel like, I'm here for you, I've got you. And it just is so powerful. So, you know, we could go on and on about this.
We're obsessed. This is a central part of our life. This is like part of our life mission, is to share this idea and the practice of people learning how to touch each other and love each other's bodies with more skill and enjoyment and pleasure. Like, it changes so much and it's so powerful and we love it. And we want you to explore it and experiment with it.
And our couples massage mastery is that basic, fundamental, how to touch every inch of your lover's body with skill and mastery. And then all of our other courses are really about massage too. Foreplay is about how to touch the genitals with precision and skill and mastery. Erotic spanking is really a specific form of touch and massage to create a specific thrilling experience. So touch is really in everything we do. Okay, so we've done all the other four, receiving gifts. And this is the one we get a lot of emails about. I want to buy my lover a sexy gift. What sex toy do you recommend? And the truth is, there are a lot of great sex toys out there. It has come such a long way from when we used to have to go to like adult novelty stores, like the ones by the side of the highway with blacked out windows, and buy novelty toys that were never really meant for human use and were made out of crappy material. Like, that is the past of sex toys. The current state of sex toy industry is phenomenal. They're being made out of high-grade medical silicone and other body-safe materials. They're made with, like, really great engineering. This also means they're more expensive now. A lot of sex toys are $100, $200, $300, and up. And this makes the investment a little trickier. But the other truth is, everyone reacts to different sensations differently. And so I can tell you what vibrators I like, but that doesn't mean you're going to like them. And it's a bit of a crapshoot because you spend $200 on a vibrator and you're like, ah, that one's a little too buzzy for me. Like, I like a deeper, thuddier vibration.
And I didn't know that till now.
And you can't really return it and you can't really give it to a friend. I mean, I guess you could. A lot of these are totally sterilizable. Sterilizable? Wow. Our grammar's great today. like, you can clean and share sex toys, but most people don't, let's face it. And so when you invest in a sex toy, it's a gamble. And we can recommend specific brands for you, and I'm going to throw a few out. Fun Factory is a German brand. They make great toys with great materials. And I specifically like two of their products. The Smart Balls are great weighted balls that you wear inside your vagina to give your pelvic muscles a workout, and they help you get aroused, and they're just really well designed, well made. So if you have been curious about Benoit balls and pelvic exercisers, we love the Smart Balls from Fun Factory. And then they have a new line out called Stronic, which is a pulsator. It's not a vibrator. And if you're kind of bored with vibrators and have been around the block with them and you're looking for a different sensation, the pulsators from Fun Factory use high-powered magnets to create a thrusting sensation. And so it's got a little bit of a kind of buzzy feeling of the vibration, but really the toy, what it does is kind of jackhammers in this like thuddy, pulsating way. And so if you like the feeling of being penetrated and kind of that like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da feeling, it's kind of a new sensation in a toy and can be really fun. Lilo, or Lalo, I've heard it pronounced both ways, is a great company that makes really high quality toys. And their toys are just gorgeous. They're kind of art objects that you could leave on your bedside table, and they could look like just like modernist sculptures. They're all really beautiful. Some of them are like gold plated and super luxe and expensive. And they all come in these beautiful boxes with like black velvet padding. And so the presentation of Lilo Toys is beautiful, and your lover will feel indulged. Right? They don't come in like plastic clamshell packaging with like pictures of porn stars on them. Mm. They're gorgeous, high design, high quality objects. And yeah, you pay for that, but you also get what you pay for, and they tend to last a really long time. And right now they're offering gift sets for Valentine's Day, which is a nice way to kind of make Valentine's Day really easy. They have different themed gift sets. So they have one that's like a massage candle and massage oil. And massage candles, if you've never used them, are really great. You light the candle and the candle melts down into a pool of warm oil that you then pour onto your lover and use to massage their body. It's sexy. It's a little kinky, but not too kinky. The oil gets warm, but not hot. And it's just a nice little surprise. Like, they might not even know it's a massage candle, and it's just a candle burning by the side of the bed as you warm them up, and then...
It's like a whole experience. Like,
yeah, it's the thing. They even sell massage oil with gold infused into the oil. And so as you give your lover a massage, you get this beautiful glow about you. And I don't know, Lilo, it feels like the indulgence.
Right? Luxurious.
Yes, it's the brand of luxury. Mm. Whereas Fun Factory is like bright colors, and it's like a little bit friendlier and whimsical.
Mm.
And it's something to keep in mind with sex toys is there's all these different aesthetics. And just as much as you want to find the sensations that match what you're looking for, you want to find the aesthetic that matches your kind of sexual persona.
Yeah, what makes it feel more fun and like takes you into an experience? Like, what is the quality you want to be bringing to your sexuality? Right, fun and play and happiness is a completely valid and exciting thing for some people. And then the more like seductive, luxurious element feels important for others. And yeah, it's important to explore what feels right for you guys.
Another sex toy that's out recently is called the Womanizer, which is a terrible name, but a great toy. It's from a German brand. And what I read is that the name was kind of lost in translation. And it wasn't really intended to be kind of a, hey, I'm a womanizer. But how this toy is designed is it's a silicone cup that you cup around your clitoris, and it creates kind of a sucking motion. So it's kind of meant to imitate the sensations of oral sex. And what I really appreciate about it is that it treats the clitoris like a small penis, or the penis as a large clitoris, but it recognizes that clitorises respond to more than just vibration.
Mm.
And it's designed to kind of cup the clitoris in this enclosure and then create sensation kind of three-dimensionally around the clitoris. And it's been a really fun toy to explore. And some people just love it, like go over the moon with it in a way they don't respond to vibrations. Again, the sex toy industry has caught up, and it's releasing sensation toys for women that go beyond vibrators, which is so exciting. Whew. So, Fun Factory, Lilo, the Womanizer, all great toys to explore. When it comes to insertable objects, you can now get dildos that are made of different crystals. There's a company called Shock Rubs, which I think is hilarious, that makes dildos out of things like rose quartz and obsidian. And so you can have kind of, if you're more into like spiritual sexuality, you can have your crystal dildos. You can get glass dildos. You can get really heavy steel dildos that like weigh like 9 pounds. And some people love that feeling of weight inside them. And sex toys are not just for women.
Mm.
And we really need to do a whole episode about sex toys for men, because it's such an underserved topic. And men sometimes feel intimidated by sex toys and feel like, oh, they're kind of a replacement for the penis. And nothing is further from the truth. They're tools to create sensations in different ways. They are not a replacement for a penis. Like, that's just, I kind of think, like a weird old myth.
Though totally understandable, but we just think of them as a supplement and adding to the party, a bringing more sensation so you can, yeah, just supplement.
Yeah. And we should do a whole topic specifically about all the sex toys that are available for men. But specifically to note are butt toys. You know that we are big proponents of men exploring their anal pleasures and their prostate pleasures. And there are great toys available for this, ranging from butt plugs that you insert and wear during sex, and then all of the contractions around sex rock that toy within you and stimulate the prostate. And butt plugs can be used by men and women alike. They're specifically designed prostate massagers. There are kits available for pegging, for strap-on sex, where the woman can wear a harness and a dildo, and all of a sudden she has the phallus and can do the penetrating from the hips. So many toys available to stimulate the butts of everyone. This is one of the things I love about butts. It's a great equalizer. We all have them and they all feel good. So toys, toys, toys for everyone. And then we haven't even dipped into the whole realm of BDSM toys.
And this is an endless world of props and toys to play with, to create different experiences, to work with different erotic energies. And
bondage equipment, handcuffs, and under the bed restraints, and thigh restraints,
and then floggers, and whips, and
sensation toys, and yeah, it's an endless world with vast catalogs available to you, and we will link to some of our favorite companies in that realm. And just know that the catalogs get extreme really quickly, and so in one moment you're looking at nice little leather paddles for a nice spanking, and on the next page there's electro stimulation cock toys and, you know, chastity belts and all these things. And you have to browse these catalogs with a sense of humor and openness and curiosity and not let yourself get overwhelmed and know that you can take it incrementally. And then when it comes to sensation toys, it's really important to remember that other objects around the house can be used as tools to create different sensations. When we were doing our Kinky Sex Mastery course, it was really important to me to offer ideas around objects that can be perverted, pervertibles, we call them. So you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to get a wide range of sensations in your sex play. And so things like, you know, the classic feathers, but then also things like metal skewers that you might find in your kitchen drawer, or the wooden spoon you used to stir your pasta last night can be a great little spanking toy. And then kind of more unusual objects, like that bouquet of roses you brought home for dinner last night, can be a great flogger. Pussy willow and aloe and all sorts of botanical play. I'm a big fan of, because I think it's sexy and nature is sexy. And so
skewers, by the way, we're not recommending skewering bodies, but you can use them for other sensations.
Just dragging along the skin and creating a scratching sensation that some people love. Yes.
I just wanted to put that up.
And we show all of that in videos in the course, of course.
In the course, of course. I like it.
But the point is, anything can be used as a sensation toy with a little bit of creativity. And especially if someone's blindfolded and aroused, they don't know if you have a really expensive vampire glove from the BDSM store that set you back $100 or chopsticks from the Chinese takeout you ate last night. Right? Like, they might not be able to tell the difference. And it's really just about your intention and being able to approach their body with creativity. And that's so much what sex toys open up for us, is it gives us this bigger toolbox. I like to call them sex tools instead of sex toys, because yes, toys make us more playful and fun in bed, but they're also tools to express your eroticism. And if used intentionally, they can create all sorts of experiences, just like a standard toolbox can create a bookshelf, a table, or build a house. With your toolbox, which starts with your own erotic skills, and we always get back to this, we believe that the fundamental way to have great sex is to learn how to use your hands, learn how to communicate, how to be present during sex, how to breathe. It starts with your own body. And no amount of sex tools and toys can make you a better lover if you haven't mastered those foundational skills. So we always start there. And then toys can just add a bigger range of experiences. And you find the tools that are right for the experiences you want. And so just this week, I got an email from an awesome person who listens. And she's like, tell me what sex toys to buy. And my email back is, what experience do you want to create?
Mm.
What sensations are you looking for? What do you want to heighten? And her response, you know, I have no problem with clitoral stimulation. I can get off with 5 minutes of clitoral stimulation, but I'm really looking to last longer in bed. And I want to kind of deepen my sensations within my pelvic floor. And so with a little more information, I can steer her in the right direction. So what sex toys do you need? I don't know. That's for you to explore. We should also mention websites like Good Vibes have whole sex toy guides where you can read their expert advice on which dildo to buy and which material is right for you. And they also have great customer service, so you can call and talk to a sex toy expert who works for the company and can guide you through the process of buying. And if you're not shy and willing to take advantage of that, either walking into one of the great feminist sex toy stores that are all around the country or calling up somewhere like Good Vibes or Babeland, you'll be able to speak to a representative who can guide you through the purchasing process and help you make a good investment. And the other piece of advice I would give about this is if you are in doubt about what sex toy your lover would like, get them a gift certificate and then sit down on the website together and pick something out together. And put the gift certificate in a beautiful box, present it with, you know, massage oil or candle or anything else, and say, let's get something for our love life, but I want you to pick it out. Don't just go out and buy like a wild, crazy sex toy, because that might not be what they're looking for, and then you've sunk your money. But over time, as this communication opens up, you'll get a sense of what your partner might like, and then you can surprise them with different objects. And of course, surprise them with one of our online courses. And as I said, giftify this a little bit. Wrap up some massage oil and a candle. Or if you're buying like the prostate massage mastery course, like maybe you buy them a little anal toy or even like some nitrile gloves and some lube, put that in a box and print out the page with, you know, you get an email response from us, and, or even just write them a note like, I know you've expressed interest in getting your prostate massaged. I'm going to master this skill with the Pleasure Mechanics. You're invited along for the adventure. You know, like you can make it a really awesome gift experience. Or you buy the course, you do it on your own. Your partner never knows that you bought it. And then you surprise them with your mad new skills. And this is how I hear people use our courses in one of two ways. They either buy them together as a couple, sit down and watch the videos as a couple, set aside time to work together as a couple and practice these skills, and it's very much something they're doing together. And other people buy the courses, their partner is never the wiser, they study it alone, and then they approach their partner with these new skills in bed and unlock these new experiences, and their partner is just like, hey there, where did you learn this? Which we did get one email once. I was like, are you having an affair because you've learned this? So where did you learn this? And then they had to out themselves as a Pleasure Mechanics student. But you can use the courses in either of those ways. Learn it on your own or learn it together as a couple. And either way, you're giving the gift of masterful, erotic touch, beautiful couples massage, and new experiences like erotic spanking or prostate massage or really pleasurable anal touch. And if that's something your partner has been longing for, there's no better gift you can give.
Whew. Ah.
So,
I'm excited for you guys to figure out what are the perfect gifts for your relationship and to explore.
So happy Valentine's Day, or whenever you're listening to this podcast, upcoming birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, 4th of July, get patriotic in your bedroom. There's always an excuse to give one another gifts and to express your love through the most appropriate gifts for your lover by learning their love languages. And we hope that this episode has helped you do that. We will link it up hardcore on the show notes page. All of the companies we've talked about, the specific toys we've talked about, there will be links for all of them. So if you go to pleasuremechanics.com, go to the podcast page and look for episode 224. 224 is this episode. And there you will find lots of links to all of the great toys and products and companies we've mentioned, as well as our online courses. And of course, us. We always love hearing from you. If you go to pleasuremechanics.com/hello, you can leave us a voicemail message or email us.
We love hearing about what works for you, what your questions are, what you're struggling with. We are here for you. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.